The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Encyclopedia Womanica. Today we're talking about the first woman to ever be elected president of a country. Her advocacy for cultural development and education makes her an incredible role model for young women around the globe. Meet Iceland's fourth president, Vigdís Finnbogadóttir. Vigdís was born into a wealthy family on April 15, 1930, in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland. Her father was a civil engineer and a professor at the University of Iceland. Her mother was chair of the Icelandic Nurses Association for over three decades. Education and travel were highly valued in Vigdís' family. Both of her parents studied in Europe before Vigdís was born, and they often told tales of their travels. After graduating from junior college in Reykjavik in 1949, Vigdís got the opportunity to travel through Europe and to pursue her many areas of academic interest. She studied French and took courses on literature and drama in Paris. She also studied at the University of Uppsala in Sweden and continued to pursue her theatrical interest in Copenhagen, where she studied theater history. Finally, she returned to her home country to study English literature and education at the University of Iceland. Becoming a teacher was a natural next step for Vigdís. She taught French, drama, and theater history at the University of Iceland before breaking away to develop the French department at a selective experimental school in the city. Vigdís also participated in many projects that brought her into the public eye. She taught French on public television, for example, and later hosted programs about drama. During summers, she gave official tours of the country for journalists and writers hoping to gather research material. In the 1970s, Vigdís also served as the director of the Reykjavik Theater Company. All of this public-facing work helped grow Vigdís' popularity and name recognition. In addition to all the other things she had going on, Vigdís also adopted a daughter in 1972 and raised her as a single mother, all while acting as a cultural ambassador for her country. Vigdís remained relatively apolitical at first. Iceland experienced some turbulent politics, including housing shortages in the 60s and ongoing conflict between integrationist and isolationist political ideologies. Vigdís's early detachment from politics came in handy when she ran as a candidate for president in 1980. When asked, "Is it fair to say, then, that you should be elected for being a woman?" Vigdís responded, "No, I shouldn't be elected because I am a woman. I should be elected because I am a human." She secured a narrow victory against three other opponents, all men. Her focus on the cultural identity and history of the country, rather than more polarizing issues, served her well in the race. Just like that, Vigdis became the first democratically elected woman president. The Icelandic constitution grants the president only ceremonial power, while the prime minister takes a more typical leadership role. Still, Vigdis took an active role in the development of her country, both at home and abroad. She spent time advocating for reforestation. She also used her fluency in multiple languages to serve as an impactful ambassador, educating about the culture and rich literary traditions of Iceland. She personified the unity of her country and gained massive popularity across the world. Vigdis was re-elected 3 times, until she decided to retire from her position in 1996. But her participation in politics didn't end there. The following year, she went on to serve as president of the UNESCO World Commission on the Ethics of Scientific Knowledge and Technology. Vigdis made history by becoming the first woman president, a glass ceiling she broke surprisingly and depressingly recently. Vigdis encouraged women never to settle for less. She said, "Get educated. Never accept a shorter education than your brothers." All month, we're talking about politicians. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Encyclopedia Womanica. And follow me directly on Twitter, at Jenny M. Kaplan. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.